Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
You know, this is the first year ever that I can't go to the Maldives, and it's because of COVID. Every other year I can't go because I can't afford it, but this is the first year. I'm blaming COVID.
Does that make you feel better?
Well, I'm blaming something else. That's all I'm doing.
You're probably not alone on that. Yeah. Well, okay. That's a fair comment. Maybe one day.
COVID took the Maldives away from me.
Yeah, well, nobody feels sorry for you. That's even crazy that you just brought that up. Whatever. It's going to be one of those shows. It's going to be one of those shows. You're in that mood, I can tell.
I'm in that mood because we get to talk about a couple of things that get me in that mood in a sense that we have to have a bit of a sense of humor around things because these are some serious topics that people are experiencing.
Sure.
One is, of course, when you find out you have to pay tax on selling your home.
Yeah. Well, and people have been freaked out for a number of years that we just have to report. Why? If it's, you know, it's tax-free, why do I have to report it? So let's talk about that because there are some potential tax implications.
And there's a taxpayer in Canada that sold part of their home, had to pay tax and a penalty.
Yeah.
So we're going to tell you what happens in those situations. And many Canadians are saying, get me the heck, go to Maldives, go get me out of here. I want to move away from Canada.
Right.
We've enjoyed the summer so far, but we know winter is coming.
Right.
So I want to leave. I want to no longer be a Canadian resident. And then the tax man sticks out their hand and say, oh, nay, nay, we have to collect something.
Right.
So how do you do that? What's the tax implications? Yeah. And maybe what are some of the best destinations to go to?
Right. From a tax perspective.
From a tax perspective. Good. So we're going to talk about that today.
All right. That sounds good. We're going to talk about markets, too. Let's maybe broaden that conversation. There's a big news, obviously, this week in Canada, and that is we had a change at the top of our government, right? Finance Minister Morneau stepped down.
Yep.
And we've got Finance Minister Freeland stepping in.
Yep.
Lots of conversations about that. Speculation about what does this mean from a spending perspective. And, you know, there's lots of questions we're getting.
So I know this station has covered this topic and has had multiple of opinions on Minister Freeland and the government and all that stuff. I can tell you what the market thinks about it.
Okay.
They don't care.
Right.
The markets gave no cares about this.
Right.
If there was any cares to give, they didn't give any in this situation.
Correct.
Why? Because it's a non-event.
Right.
It's a non-event from a market perspective. I'm focusing on the Canadian market. It's a non-event.
Well, I was reporting that day on market events when the announcement came out, and I was looking specifically at the Canadian dollar to see how the trade on the Canadian dollar was going to be reflected. And that is often the way the international markets reflect or express their concern, displeasure,
there's two areas,
pleasure,
right? There's currency and there's the government bonds.
Yeah.
If you have less faith in Canada, you get away from Canadian dollar or you get away from the Canadian bonds.
And often those are connected.
And
right?
They're both
selling Canadian bonds, cash out of Canadian dollars,
you're
buy
foreigner,
something
you're
else.
Out. Yeah,
right.
for sure.
And that's what I reported that day, non-event.
Right? Non-event.
Non-event. So if policies change, you know, you might see a reflection of that, but the markets didn't react.
What I am interested in, Dave, is who's working with Minister Freeland.
So that's exactly what people
who's on the team.
Right.
Right, like, you know,
Well, the criticism was she's got no experience in finance.
Yeah, and you go back in history with all the finance ministers in the past.
Most don't
have a finance background.
Right.
Most of them were lawyers.
Right.
Not saying lawyers can't do the job.
Right.
Just saying that's not their background.
Right.
They're not trained in that manner.
Right. So a criticism, you could criticize
lots
of
who's on the team. And I think as professional portfolio managers, if anybody thinks that a good portfolio manager does everything on their own, they're wrong.
Right.
You have to have a great team. And
right.
our extended team of experts that we work with closely around the world is what makes us a good team.
Yeah. The discipline solid. Right?
That's why we've been so successful. That's why we've been performing the way we perform is because we've got a good team. No one can do any of this type of responsibility on their own. And that's the same thing when it comes to any position in cabinet. And I think that's what I look for is the first question I asked once the announcement was made was, tell me who's working for her.
Right.
Who's given her the advice?
That's right. Are the bureaucrats or the consultants and or the
advisors.
Advisors changed.
Correct.
Right.
If nothing's changed,
right,
then she's going to get the same information that Morneau got.
Right.
But if she does a full shift,
Right.
It's nice to know who's on that team.
Right.
Just like if we did a full shift and we got, you know, we changed all of our experts that we use, or right. the Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board changed all their right. experts.
Right.
You'd like to know.
You'd probably get a different result.
Correct.
Right? So you'd know that. So that's exactly right. So watch. Keep your eye on the bouncing ball there. The bouncing ball is the politician. All right. Look behind that
yeah.
and see what kind of changes were taking place. And the markets did that.
It's like the Wizard of Oz. Who's yeah, behind right. the curtain Who's actually the controlling curtain? Stuff?
Yeah, you got it.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, we're. I think we're both in the same opinion that that it was a non-event. It is likely to continue to be a non-event. But we'll see when Parliament comes back in a session. If there's changes, then, you know, we'll evaluate those at the time.
Do you know what else was a non-event?
What?
Biden.
Okay.
The markets did not falter
right.
when Biden was then now the nominee.
Right.
He was expected to be the nominee.
Yeah, that's priced in long term.
Nothing changed.
No.
Now, there's difference of opinions of what could come out.
Right.
Should a Biden win? But non-existent.
Yeah.
Like it's the markets didn't care.
No. No, it's been priced in, right? We knew Biden was going to be that. You didn't. I mean, we've even had time now to price in a vice presidential. Although the day was really interesting. Nobody seems to care about the vice president. I mean, even amongst Democrats, there was lots of debate about it. But really, the impact, okay, you know, was that was a non-event as well.
I've said this in the last four elections, both sides of the border. It doesn't matter who's running. It matters who shows up at the poll.
Right.
And in this November election, who shows up at the polls or mails in their ballot
right.
Will be the key point of where this economy is moving. So it's not just what the policies of the individuals are. It's who shows up at the poll. And if you look at the differences of who showed up at the polls in Obama's second term, versus Trump's first term, big difference in people who voted.
Right.
Big difference.
Right.
And so it really comes down to who shows up. Mm-hmm. And we have the right to vote. We have the privilege to vote. Not everybody exercises their vote. And that is the unknown. And that's yep. where I think things are going to be headed over the next 4 months or so.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And I mean, obviously, you know, as we dig in and it's going to get hot and heavy now, more policies will come out, markets will price that in. But there's many moving parts,
mm-hmm.
right? There's so many moving parts that you've got to be very careful about reacting in a major way to any one single piece of news.
Here's one thing that's going to stay past this election, COVID.
Yeah.
Here's one thing that's going to stay past this election, U.S.-China relations.
Right.
No matter who's in the front Correct. of the bus, when it comes to the United States, those two issues are still there.
Yep.
Number three issue is, are we changing supply chain and going into more being independent from a supply chain basis, or are we going to still rely on the global platform for supply chain? That's going to be a difference as well. Those three things have nothing to do with the election. It's still going to be there after the election.
Correct.
And now it's how do we deal with that to determine how this economy is moving forward.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Those issues are with us for a very long time.
Would you say? You what?
I disagree with you
agree.
Faisal, that's right. But
I
let
like
me tell you my
agree.
3 points that I think are
Finally,
sound exactly
you agree
like
with
yours.
Me 100%.
I think you're wrong, but here are my three
See,
points that sound exactly
everything
the same.
Works out well, Pop, with when you just agree with me. Everything works
yeah,
out
what
well.
What could possibly go wrong? That's right. Okay, fair enough. Listen, we got to make sense of this. And what's really interesting about what you've just said, I should rephrase that because that's going to go to your head too. but what I like, there are common themes, right? There are big picture themes that take a long time to play out with lots of moving parts, and they're going to be with us for a long time. And we have to make sense of all those things and put strategies together, even when the short-term things change, like elections every 4 years,
yeah.
right? Another thing that's long-term is retirement lifestyle.
Yeah.
How do you pull it all together? Plan for all of these eventualities.
You can have a 30, 40-year
right.
retirement.
Right.
How do you plan for that? How do you have that structure in place that no matter who's president, who's right. prime minister, what happens with the pandemic? So you are profiting and protecting and making sure your lifestyle is protected. We're going to talk about that and give you the solution to that problem on Tuesday, August 25th, 7 p.m., live online. So you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are you going to have to pay tax on your principal residence when you sell it? Stick around after the break, and we'll show you how to avoid that. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.